From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The latest census numbers confirm a long-term trend in San Francisco. The city is losing young families. It has about 5,000 fewer children living there than it had 10 years ago. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, this exodus is happening even as city leaders are trying to make San Francisco a more attractive place to raise kids.
Susie Williams is a designer of educational toys and mother of two. Not long ago, she and her husband were living in a small North Beach apartment when they had their first son. But when number two arrived, they decided they needed more space.
And, you know, it's something that we thought, we're not going to leave the city. You know, everybody else is going to leave the city when they get kids, but we're not suburban people.
So they bought a three-bedroom condo with more space than they'd ever had before. But raising children in the city is harder than she had imagined. For example, she has to drive out of her neighborhood for school and childcare. On top of that, their mortgage is double what they paid in rent. And the neighborhood can be a little sketchy, she says.
And here I am wanting what they have in the suburbs, wanting a yard, wanting a more of a community. We have a great community in this building, I have to say. There's tons of people with kids, but... I think we just need more space. And I feel like I'm selling out saying that.
Williams' ambivalence is common here. San Francisco is losing children even as it sees an upsurge in births. In fact, it has fewer kids per capita than any other major American city. Hans Johnson is a demographer at the Public Policy Institute of California.
So in some ways, this simply reflects the fact that San Francisco is a dense, older city with a housing stock that is not necessarily... very favorable towards families.
Yeah, in the front yard we have cherry tomatoes, some basil, I've got a blackberry bush as well.
Jason Randall is a computer engineer and father of two. He's in his front yard in Oakland, tending to what he couldn't grow when renting a Victorian flat in San Francisco.
We like the city. My wife grew up in New York City. And when we started looking at places with three bedrooms, and then we started looking at prices of houses in San Francisco, we realized pretty quickly that we were just priced out of that market.
And the market is changing the face of San Francisco in more ways than one. The city's African-American population declined by more than 12,000 since the last census. Roughly half were children. Anthony Spears, a parking garage supervisor, left San Francisco about a year and a half ago and took his family to the suburbs.
I got a four-bedroom, two-bath house for the same thing I was paying in rent. I got a little more commute, but it's nothing compared to the price that I was going to have to pay to live here in the city.
It takes an annual salary of more than $200,000 to buy a median-price home here, says Margaret Brodkin. She's a former head of the city's Department of Children, Youth, and Their Families.
We have the best child care policies, the best after-school policies. We have one of the highest health care ratings for children in the country, but it can't change the economics of the city.
Several years ago, Brodkin and housing activists promoted policies to make the city more family-friendly, such as requiring developers to build more affordable multi-bedroom apartments with larger laundry and kitchen facilities. The city has made marginal progress, building hundreds of such units, but the need is in the thousands. The other problem, of course, is geography. Confined to a tight peninsula, the city has nowhere to sprawl. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.